WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an equator, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game,
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oopaloopa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Chat, you were about 1 minute away from a solo produced CB Radio. This is CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, CBRadioLive.com, vote the great of the great debate.com, all the fun things. But we do have someone here to join us. We'll introduce here in a second, but we're live on a Saturday night. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket. Joined as always by the intern, King Kit. No intern. Great. No intern tonight. Give a round of applause for the intern doing things where he's helping people because he's a good human being. We have the X-Corps soldier himself, Subway.
What's that?
And he made it on time. He did what I asked. It's the godfather of Extreme Rob Parks.
Woohoo!
He made it on time. Claps all around, chat. We have a show. We had no host, no co-host when the intro started, but they all made it. They all made it just in time. So, Rob,
yeah, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh, shit. 31, I was like, I better get on.
You better get on the show. We have co-hosts for the evening. So tonight, chat, we're going to do everything we normally do. We got a Greater Than Great debate. It's Metallica versus Guns N' Roses. Because why not?
Song?
Yeah.
I think Metallica's going to slaughter.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. We will have an intern's corner without an intern. So there's that.
Probably be the best intern's corner ever.
Could be the best intern's corner ever. And we also have some news, as we always do. But it's been a while since Rob's been here. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just living life. Happened to see some old friend last night and did a little partying.
Nice.
Yeah, and a couple of the Broken Skull IPAs.
How was that?
Pretty good. You know, not that they sponsor us or anything.
Not if they want to. You mean
they should?
They should. Yeah. but it's okay if they don't. But like,
yeah, I'll still drink his beer.
You'll still drink his beer. So we got some stories, and we're going to start with Florida. For all the places we're going to...
Strange place to start.
It's a strange place to start, but we're going to start in Florida and probably end in Florida as well.
Yeah, real odd.
A blood-smudged Florida woman suspected of murder accrued additional charges after she asked police for a soda. You want to know why someone know if that gets you more charges, just asking for a soda? Because she poured it all over herself.
Contaminating evidence.
In an attempt to scrub forensic evidence from her body.
I saw
can't blame her for crying.
I saw an NCIS once.
That's probably where she
got
it from. Nicole A. Max, 35, was charged with tampering with evidence, resisting arrest with violence, and premeditated first-degree murder of a 79-year-old on August 5th, per a probable cause affidavit shared with Fox News Digital by police. Firefighters were called to a smoldering home on the 600 block of Clark Street at 1:46 a.m. on July 1st. Clothes on the second floor had been set on fire, but they said there had been no other information on the arson investigation. After quickly extinguishing the flames, the first responders found the woman lying down face first, the man laying down face first in the blood-splattered room. He had suffered blunt force trauma to the head and stab wounds to the torso. The dead man's landlord told police that Max was his other tenant, but the woman was nowhere to be found. Two cell phones were recovered near the 79-year-old's corpse. One belonged to the victim, while the other, which had a bloody knife balanced on top of it, belonged to Max. Less than 2 hours later, police then spotted a barefoot Max with blood on her leg and a ripped shirt outside a Crystal restaurant in the nearby community of Holly Hill. When they approached, police said she dropped a knife and a hammer at their feet. Max evaded questions about her recent whereabouts and where she lived, first pointing in a direction and saying that she lived right over there by the pawn shop, and then claiming she had been living on the streets for the last 4 years. She denied knowing the person when the detective showed her his photograph. When pressed, police said that she conceded that she knew the man but denied seeing him on the day he was murdered. Then she shifted again, telling police she currently lived with the person and was at their home earlier the day. Daytona police then took Max into custody for questioning per the probable cause affidavit. After she was led her Miranda rights, Max told detectives that she never entered the bedroom. The man only set foot on the second floor of their shared apartment to feed her spiders. When asked about the weapon she had dropped, police said Max became agitated and demanded an employer. Police returned with a warrant to test the woman's bloodied body for DNA evidence. She then asked for a can of Diet Mountain Dew, and police obliged her. She began to procrastinate with the drink, and detectives tried to pull the can away from her. Then Max began to resist and poured the can of soda all over her body and hair, pulling away from officers in an attempt to interfere with possible evidence on her body. Police then allegedly forced a pulling and kicking Max into their cruiser. Blood on the knife found near the body matched samples that were taken from Max's clothing, police said. The Daytona Beach News Journal reported that her DNA was also recovered on the weapon's handle. Max is being held in county jail without bond and scheduled for court appearance on September 5th. A recent study from North Carolina State University indicated that sucrose, a component in a common artificial sweeteners, including Splenda, which is found in Diet Mountain Dew and other sodas, can break down the genetic material that makes up the DNA. While researchers found that the sweetener could put people at risk for disease and wear down the lining of intestines, it is unclear whether dousing oneself in soda would actually eliminate forensic evidence. However, a representative from Splenda told Fox News Digital that the study's author mentioned Splenda erroneously. The May 2023 study that you referenced may claim that sucrose 6, a chemical compound that is different from sucrose, is not found in Splenda brand sucrose products. The representative who wrote in an email, the author of the study, has falsely claimed that Splenda contains S6A, and then after the consumed Splenda, the sucrose in Splenda turns into S6A inside the body and causes DNA damage, gene damage, or is genotoxic. These claims are false. Lots to unpack in that one.
That was. Could you explain to me like I'm five?
Woman murdered person. Dumped diet soda on her head. She's in trouble. Don't blame Splenda.
Don't pour Diet Mountain Dew on yourself.
I just like that it was Diet Mountain Dew. Of all things. Diet Mountain Dew.
Kind of Gotta be healthy.
Yeah, you gotta be healthy.
Probably trying to get the semen off her.
Okay, or the blood. Anyway, In other Florida news, an 18-year-old Miami woman is accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son.
What?
The woman appeared before Miami-Dade County Judge Wednesday, filing her arrest on charges of solicitation of murder and unlawful use of communication devices. This is where it gets interesting.
What?
The woman visited a parody hit-for-hire website intended to assist law enforcement in an attempt to have the boy taken away far, far, far away and possibly killed by ASAP, Miami-Dade Police Center report. It said she was willing to pay $3,000. The woman listed wanting to get something done once and for all as the reason for hiring a hitman, the report said. Police said she provided an address where the boy lives with his grandmother, a recent photo of him, and her phone number when she made contact with the website. A man who runs the website contacted Miami-Dade police and detectives tracked down the woman on Tuesday using the IP address and phone number provided. The AP is not naming the woman to protect the child's identity. Detectives spoke with the boy's grandmother and informed them that her daughter had moved out in May. She said the boy still lived with her and that the mother would FaceTime with the child on a regular basis. The grandmother told detectives she would took the photo of the boy, which was then posted on the hitman website on Monday and sent it to her daughter. The child's mother was arrested later on Tuesday at her father's house, where she had been staying. The arrest report states that she confessed, but the full statement was redacted when released to news organizations. The woman told Miami-Dade County Judge Mindy Glazer that she had never been treated for any type of mental health condition. The judge set her bond of $15,000, and the woman was released from jail on Thursday. She was told not to have any contact with her son, who is still staying with his grandmother. The public defender's office is representing the woman and did not respond to the email request for a comment. So that's a lot. One, why are you trying to get your son killed? A 3-year-old son.
Yeah, I don't sign over the rights to the grandma or something.
Yeah, something, right?
Something. You could use that $3,000 for something other than a hit. Help that kid's future.
But instead, she tried to, and it was a parody website of all the things that got it right to the police. That's the best part of it.
I can imagine them letting her know, like, hey, you've been Scott, you know. What are all these cameras doing? Oh, hey, you're on TV.
You're on candid camera now.
Mm-hmm. None of this was real.
And for those who maybe listen to the show, Candid Camera was an old TV show. Google it if you don't know what Candid Camera is. Just take it for young
people. This generation would be like, you got punked.
You got punked. Yeah. Even then, would they know punked? When did, like, punked is probably old now.
Yeah.
Punked. Punk came out in 2003. That's a little bit of time, so it's 20 years old.
Yeah, 20 years old.
So with that, let's go to the intern's corner to learn some more things.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
It's not the Intern's Corner. The intern is not here, but it's the Intern's Corner. With the producer doing his bit. Anywho, speaking of things that are old, on August 14th, 2000, on Nickelodeon, it was the premiere of Dora the Explorer. 26 years ago, on August 13th, 1997, South Park debuted.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that? It's been 26 years ago, South Park.
Yeah, that makes me feel old. Yeah.
And it's still on today, which is...
Yeah, it's
weird.
It's almost at Simpsons level at this point.
It's getting there. But at least with Simpsons, it doesn't... Watching the show doesn't make you feel, like, awkward with some of the stories they try to tell.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I guess that's one of the... You know, miracles about it, because that, you know, when they first started doing them, it's like, oh, this isn't going to last anywhere, but, you know, a couple seasons,
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they made that wonderful movie Basketball, and yeah, still going strong, South Park.
Also 26 years ago this week, VH1 debuted Behind the Music, which was an innovative show back then.
I thought, yeah, that had a couple of cool episodes Behind the Music.
Mm-hmm. On August 15th, 1992 on HBO, it was the debut of The Larry Sanders Show with Gary Shandling.
Oh, sure.
A lot of things have been happening in the pop culture this week, including, do we all remember SNCC?
Yep.
Debuted back in 31 years ago on August 15th, 1992, wow. the Saturday night Nickelodeon block of shows. God, I feel very, very
31,
old.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like old when it goes like SNCC. It's like, trying to remember, it was what, All That at one point?
All That, it was Roundhouse, Secret World of Alex Mack.
I mean, Clarissa Explains It All, The Secret World of Alex Mack, Kenan and Kel, they aired Rugrats, there was All That.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Pete and Pete,
that was a great show.
That was a great show. Angry Beavers apparently was on it towards the end. Mm. The Amanda Show. Apparently SpongeBob made it to it at one point. When it was called apparently SNCC House.
Oh yeah, no, that's...
I never. We were grown by then. We weren't watching it then.
Yeah.
The Journey of Alien Strange. Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kablam. The Mystery Files of Shelby Woo. Oh. Space Cases, which was a Canadian science fiction TV series. SNCC. That was an adventure. Other things that have happened in this week in pop culture and entertainment. Let's see. On August 16th, 1994, IBM introduced Simon, the world's first smartphone.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
No one ever remembers the Simon smartphone.
No.
33 years ago this week, on August 17th, 1990, The Exorcist 3 premiered in theaters. In 1982, Philips produced the world's first commercial compact disc. Yes, y'all. CDs.
CD. 82? Okay.
Yeah, the world's first compact disc. I didn't think it was 82, but apparently it's 82.
Hmm.
I don't think it was very popular in 82.
I was going to say, you know, popularity didn't start getting...
No, but they produced the first one.
Okay.
They were ahead of people's times back then. Let's see. On August 15th, 1992, End of the Road by Boyz II Men reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Some music knowledge.
Good song.
Good song. On August 17th, 2008, American swimmer Michael Phelps became the first athlete to win 8 gold medals at a single Olympic Games, breaking fellow American swimmer Mark Spitz's 1972 record of 7 gold medals. Back in 1978, Hasbro, though, released very popular game, Hungry Hungry Hippos. We all remember Hungry Hungry Hippos. Question is,
I didn't own it, but I played it a lot.
Everyone's played it. Not everyone owned it, but you had at least that one friend who had it.
Yeah. So now apparently at Dave and Buster's, they have the large interactive little hungry hippos you can use.
Nice.
Win tickets.
Does everyone remember Pepsi Blue? Because that debuted this week in history. Whoa. The berry flavored soft drink Pepsi Blue. I see they
just came out with a strawberry and then a lemon, or not a lemon, a pineapple.
A pineapple Pepsi?
Pineapple Pepsi. Well, I haven't tried it. I don't know. It might be good, but it just doesn't sound, I don't know.
Yeah, pineapple Pepsi is available at Walmart. Pepsi Splash Pineapple. Apparently that's a thing. And a pair of Pepsi and a return exclusively at Little Caesars restaurants as well. Huh. So... like it's, if you're big into Little Caesars, I guess, drink up your pineapple Pepsi. I don't know.
Well, funny you should say that. I'm picking up 6 Little Caesars tomorrow.
Nice. Maybe get yourself a pineapple Pepsi while you're there. And do a review.
In person. For as many pies as I'm buying, they should at least include one for free.
They definitely
maybe
should.
I can talk them into it. But like, just, you know, open one up and just give me a little shot of it. I just want to see what it tastes like.
I'll tweet about it. I'll put you over it. We'll do a social media thing. Hey, I would go to this Little Caesars here on this road, and boom, get yourself some pizza and some pineapple Pepsi.
Just have them pick a number 1 through 10, and then I'll say, okay, that's how many likes combined with retweets I need to get a free pineapple Pepsi.
There you go. They'll be like, yeah, just take it. Take it. And finally, in some knowledgeable things, back in 1998, on August 17th, on national TV, on a nationally televised address, President Bill Clinton admitted to having inappropriate sexual relationship with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Lick Willie.
Oh, Bill. Bill. So there's your history of the week for in the corner. We then have celebrity birthdays. Start off with TV actor Andy Samberg. How old do we think Andy Samberg is, Chat and Rob? Sub-bailed.
Who? Andy oh, he's Samberg. Back.
He's from
Brooklyn 99.
Yeah, and SNL. How old is Andy Samberg?
46.
Okay. Rob?
I'll say 35. He looks young.
He is 45. Up next from Full House, Uncle Jesse, John Stamos. How old is John Stamos?
55.
Got a 55 for John Stamos. Rob, how old is Uncle Jesse?
I'm going 58.
Uncle Jesse is 60 years old. So we just mentioned him a moment ago about admitting to not having an inappropriate sexual relationship with that young intern. How old is President Bill Clinton?
He's 64.
64 for Big Bill?
Yeah, I'd say 70.
He is 77 years old.
He's looking pretty rough these days.
Up next, Chandler Bing from Friends, Matthew Perry. How old is Matthew Perry?
50.
We're at 50 from Sub. Rob, how old is Matthew Perry? Chandler Bing.
Sub said 50. I'll go 54.
Nailed it right on the dot. 54 years old for one Chandler Bing, Matthew Perry. Our next name on the list, you may know him from a variety of films throughout the years. Robert Redford. How old is Robert Redford?
Fuck. 70?
Yeah, I'm one for 70. What was that, Rob?
Still kicking.
He's still kicking.
I'd say he's 76.
87 years young.
I knew he was higher than that.
Damn.
Well, I originally was going to say somewhere in the 90s, so...
You would have been closer if you went that way.
Still would have been over.
Still would have been over. All right, we got comedian and actor Dennis Leary.
60?
We got 60 from Sub. Rob?
67.
Oh, so close. 66.
66, man.
Yeah.
We have actor Christian Slater.
Holy shit.
How old is Christian Slater, who was born on August 18th?
Let's say 50.
Got 50 from Sub for Christian Slater. Rob, how old is Christian Slater?
Oh, man. 66.
54. 54 for one Christian Slater. And finally, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Cosby Show. How old is Malcolm 50. Jamal
I'm gonna
Warner?
Go 50.
50? Okay. Rob, how old is Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Go 57.
53 for Malcolm Jamal Warner. So there you go. So that was your celebrity birthdays. Now we're going to move into our movie of the week. 81 years ago was Bambi. Give you Bambi.
You've seen this in theaters.
Yeah. So we have facts about the movie, the 1942 classic. Believe it or not, the death of Bambi's mother could have been played more dramatically had Disney stuck to its original plans. According to reports, the studio developed storyboards in which Bambi's mother is seen being fatally shot as she jumps over a log. Thankfully, writer Larry Morey decided that killing her would have just as much impact if it occurred off screen. So we had a chance to actually see it on screen, had it storyboarded out. We did not see it. Apparently, there was supposed to be a cranky grasshopper But this character was completely written out. The finished film was initially supposed to include a cranky grasshopper who nearly gets stepped on by Bambi. Drawings of the character were only made available to the public earlier in celebration of the movie's 75th anniversary. So Bambi was going to kill a grasshopper. Good to know.
I guess that would make me pretty cranky, too.
It would be. Bambi's beloved sidekick, Thumper, did make it into the finished product, although his role was initially intended to be much less significant. The much-loved rabbit began life as a minor character named Bobo, but it was upgraded when Walt Disney fell in love with the early test reels of his scenes with Bambi.
Bobo.
Walt Disney's very own daughter proved to be just as traumatized by the death of Bambi's mother as the rest of the world. Diane Disney even begged her father to change the story to keep her alive, but he insisted that he was only following the book, even when she clearly pointed out that several of his previous movies had deviated from the source material. Walt still refused to budge on the matter. Not even his daughter could keep Bambi's mother alive.
My thing is how she pointed out of the lot of the movies apparently weren't accurate.
I deviated from the book, yeah. So apparently, it was not the last time we ever saw, though, Bambi's mother. The character was actually brought back from the dead for a brief scene alongside Bambi in Donald Duck's 1955 short, No Haunting. The pair can be seen drinking from a forest stream, which suddenly starts overflowing with trash. The film, Bambi, go ahead.
That is an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm. The film, Bambi, was actually based on Bambi, A Life in the Woods, a 1923 novel by Australian writer Felix Salten, intended for an adult audience. As well as killing off Bambi's mother, the more gruesome book also sees Bambi's father leading him to the body of the fatally shot man to prove that humans aren't immortal. Despite being one of Disney's most enduring hits, Bambi actually lost money at the box office on its original release. The film took in less than $3 million in 1942, but thanks to numerous re-releases, eventually grossed 34 times that amount. In 2005, Paul McCartney told School Papers, the newspaper, that Bambi was responsible for his interest in animal rights. The former Beatle admitted that watching the death of Bambi's mother had a profound impact on him as a youngster and ultimately inspired him to become a vocal animal rights campaigner. McCartney has spoken out against the wearing of fur, hunting, and livestock farming, as well as fronting various campaigns for PETA and the RSPCA. Animators studied live and dead deer to get the movement right. Animators currently certainly put the work in when it comes to getting the movements of the deer characters just right, as well as observing the species at the Los Angeles Zoo and speaking to animal experts. The team also studied the decomposing corpse of a deer to see how their tendons and muscles work. They put in a lot of work for that one. I don't think you needed to go that far, but hey.
A lot of overtime on that project.
The voice of Fawn belonged to Donnie Duggan, a one-time child actor who went on to serve over a quarter century in the U.S. Marine Corps. Perhaps unsurprisingly, Duggan kept his contribution to a Disney history a secret for the rest of the military, from the rest of the military, for fear of earning the nickname Bambi. However, he eventually came clean just a month before retiring, and now admits that he loves it when people realize who he is. Speaking of, Duggan didn't actually have that much work to do in the recording booth. Only 900 words were uttered throughout the entire film.
Makes sense.
And believe it or not, in the grand tradition of Disney releasing inferior direct-to-DVD follow-ups to much-loved classics, Bambi got a sequel treatment in 2006. Set during the middle of the original events, Bambi 2 sees the great prince of the forest attempt to deal with raising the motherless Bambi, with Alexander Gold finding Nemo and Patrick Stewart, Star Trek, taking on voice duties. That, my friends, is kind of an intern's corner. We got through a corner without an intern. Go us. Made it. We learned things. Bambi 2, I'd rather watch Cars 2. I mean, Cars is not a bad movie. So with that, we'd go into the Grand and the Great Debate.
It is time for the Grand and the Great Debate.
Because I wanted something easy and not, you know, something everyone knows on the panel. We're going to do, it is what's called, Metallica versus Guns N' Roses tonight. Because, you know, why not? Something simple, something easy for everyone to get through. All right. Up first, we got Stone Cold Crazy by Metallica taking on November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Stone Cold Crazy.
November Rain.
Right? Yeah, I'll go November Rain.
And November Rain will move on. We got Whiplash from Metallica taking on Anything Goes by Guns N' Roses.
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Go Anything Goes. We'll get 3-1. On that one. We got Damage Inc. by Metallica taking on It's So Easy by Guns N' Roses.
It's so easy. Everybody's trying to please me, baby.
It's so easy.
That, it is so easy.
It is so easy on that one. We got Eye of the Beholder by Metallica taking on Ain't It Fun by Guns N' Roses.
Eye of the Beholder.
Beholder. Well, Rob?
The Eye.
The Eye of the Beholder moves on. Until It Sleeps, Metallica, Mr. Brownstone, Guns N' Roses.
Oh. Mr. Brownstone, he's a real motherfucker.
I'll go Until It Sleeps.
Oh.
Wheel?
Option one.
Until It Sleeps moves on. Next. Carpe Diem, baby. Carpe Diem, baby, Metallica, One in a Million, Guns N' Roses.
Oh. One in a Million.
What was that, Seb?
That was the first one.
We'll go to the wheel in this next one.
Option one.
Carpe Diem on Holier Than Now, Metallica. You Could Be Mine, Guns N' Roses.
You Could Be Mine.
Holier Than Now.
You're way out of line.
I'm waiting for the good Metallica round. This is a shitty Metallica.
What was that again?
Shitty Metallica round.
Option two, You Could Be Mine moves on. And Justice for All, Metallica. Pretty tied up.
There we go.
Guns N' Roses.
And Justice for All.
What song was by Guns N' Roses?
Pretty Tied Up.
Oh, yeah. And Justice for All.
That was an easy one.
And Justice for All moves on. All right, second round. November Rain, Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
November Rain.
Anything Goes.
Wheel.
Option one.
November Rain will take that one. It's So Easy, Guns N' Roses, Eye of the Beholder, Metallica.
It's so easy, baby.
It's so easy.
Eye of the Beholder.
Will.
Option one.
It's So Easy, we'll move on. Until It Sleeps. Until It Sleeps, Metallica. Carpe Diem, Metallica.
First one.
Until It Sleeps.
Until It Sleeps, moves on. You Could Be Mine, Guns N' Roses, and Justice for All, Metallica.
Justice for All.
Rob, Guns N' Roses.
Rob gives the one vote to Guns N' Roses on that one. November Rain, It's So Easy.
It's so easy, baby.
November Rain. Rob.
It's so easy.
Wheel.
Option two.
It's So Easy moves on. Until It Sleeps, and Justice for All, Metallica.
Justice for All.
Injustice.
Injustice for All. We'll move on. Back into the first round, the Four Horsemen of Metallica takes on Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow. Paradise City, where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
That was the first music video I ever saw on
TV. Oh, to please.
Really? I saw Welcome to the Jungle on, like, some kind of, like, it was like a, God, what did they call it back then? MTV had it was like a Yank It or Crank It type of thing, and they played it, and it was, I was like, what the fuck is this? Damn, Paradise City was your first video? Wow.
Yeah.
I am old.
Spit Out the Bow, Metallica, 14 years, Guns N' Roses.
Metallica.
Yeah, we'll Spit Out the Bow.
Yeah, I'll go Metallica.
And Metallica moves on. Desperate Hero, or Disposable Heroes, Metallica, Civil War, Guns N' Roses.
I'll give it to Civil War.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
Civil War moves on. And we got Creeping Death, Metallica, Mama Kin, Guns N' Roses.
Man.
Oh, Mama King. Mama King was great. I liked the Lies, Lies, Lies album a lot.
Mama King moves on. Harvester of Sorrow, Metallica, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I was just about to sing, like, that's going to be a slaughter of sorrow.
But I'm afraid you're going to die. Welcome to the jungle.
Jungle. Rob.
Jungle. I got a fever. Cured by more jungle.
One, Metallica. Coma, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, one.
Such a great song, but I got to give it to one.
One. Moves on. We got Jump in the Fire, Metallica, Bad Obsession, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, fucking Jump in the Fire.
I've got a bad obsession.
give it to the wheel on this one.
Option one.
Jump in the Fire, we'll move on. We have Nothing Else Matters, Metallica, Since I Don't Have You, Guns N' Roses.
Nothing Else Matters.
Metallica.
Yeah, I'll give it to Metallica.
All right, round two. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Spit Out the Bone, Metallica.
Oh, Paradise City.
Paradise City.
Paradise City.
Paradise City. We'll move on. Civil War, Mamakin.
Mamakin.
Yeah.
Mamakin, Rob?
Yeah, Mamakin. Just because I don't hear it enough.
Welcome to the Jungle. Guns N' Roses, one, Metallica.
Ooh.
Jungle.
I'm going Welcome to the Jungle.
Jungle, Rob?
I go Metallica.
Give the one vote for one to Metallica. Jump in the Fire. Nothing Else Matters.
Jump in the Fire.
Nothing Else Matters.
Rob? I'm in a fire mood.
You're in a fire mood, so Wheel will help you along with that one. In our third round, it's Paradise City, Mamakin.
Paradise City.
Paradise City.
Yeah, I gotta go with the childhood.
Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. Jump in the Fire, Metallica.
Damn. Welcome to the Jungle, Metallica. I mean, Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
GNR.
GNR, short for Guns N' Roses, moves on. Paradise City. Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Paradise City.
Paradise City. Paradise City.
Wheel.
Option one.
We'll move Paradise City onward. Good battle there. Apparently we kind of forgot one. It's so easy. Guns N' Roses and Injustice for All.
It's so easy, baby. When everybody's trying to please me.
Justice for All.
Injustice.
Wheel.
Option two.
Metallica would move on that one. All right, now back to round number one. Am I Evil, Metallica? Knocking on Heaven's Door, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow.
Knock, 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 you know.
GNR.
I'm going to have to go, Am I Evil.
Rob?
I'll go with the cover.
Which is what?
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Moves on. Next. Fade to Black. Metallica, Dead Horse, Guns N' Roses.
Fade to Black.
Fade.
Fade. Moves on. When it, Wherever I May Roam, Metallica, Rocket Queen, Guns N' Roses.
Oh. Yeah, Wherever I May Roam. Oh, man. Come
on. Rocket Queen.
Wheel.
Option one.
Wherever I May Roam. We'll move on. Fuel. Metallica, Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses.
Ba-na-na. Da-na-na, live and let die.
Fuel.
Like a James Bond movie.
Live and let die, we'll move on. Phantom Lord, Metallica, Estranged, Guns N' Roses.
Phantom Lord?
Phantom Lord.
Yeah, I'll go Metallica.
Metallica will take that one. Seek and Destroy, Metallica. Breakdown, Guns N' Roses.
Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy.
Yeah, Seek and Destroy.
We'll move on that one. Battery by Metallica. Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, two good ones. I'm going to go Don't Cry. Not that Battery wasn't fucking hard as hell, too, but Metallica's been kicking some ass.
I'll still go for Metallica on this.
Guns N' Roses will take it. For Whom the Bell Tolls, Metallica.
God.
You're crazy, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, God damn it. Crazy, but what was the Metallica again?
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
The Bell Tolls. Wow. So I'm fucking crazy, but I'm going to go For Whom the Bell Tolls. This is a damn good Metallica list in this round.
Yeah, I go For Whom the Bell Tolls.
This is like concert list shit right here.
Knocking on Heaven's Door. Guns N' Roses, Fade to Black, Metallica.
Fade to black.
Heaven's door.
Faded.
Wheel.
Option one.
Knocking on heaven's door moves on. We got Wherever I May Roam, Metallica, Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses.
Wherever I May Roam.
Live and Let Die. Rob?
I'll be roaming.
Wheel.
Option two.
Live and Let Die moves on. Phantom Lord Metallica, Seek and Destroy Metallica.
Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy.
Rob? Seek and Destroy and what?
Phantom Lord.
Phantom Lord.
Seek and Destroy will move on. Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Metallica.
The Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls. Rob?
I'll go with Hell's Bells.
And we'll move. Knocking on Heaven's Door, Live and Let Die.
Knocking.
Rob?
Knocking.
Knocking on Heaven's Door, we'll move on. Seek and Destroy, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy.
For whom?
Does the wheel say?
Option two.
The bell toll. Knocking on heaven's door, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls.
Bell ringing.
And the bell will move on in that one. All right, final set. Master of Puppets, Metallica, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
God damn. I'm going Sweet Child of Mine. I'm sorry, Puppet Master Puppets is fucking like Sweet Child.
Rob?
I gotta go Master of Puppets. Puppet.
Since it's so iconic, we'll go this.
Option two.
Option two, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh.
We'll move on. Motor Breath, Metallica, Get in the Ring, Guns N' Roses.
Motor Breath?
Obviously, Get in the Ring.
I mean, duh, Get in the Ring. Enter Sandman, Metallica, Sympathy for the Devil, Guns N' Roses.
What was the first one again?
Enter Sandman.
No, oh, enter Sandman.
Sandman, Rob.
Goodbye, folks.
There you go. Sad but True, Metallica, Yesterday's, Guns N' Roses.
Sad but True.
Yesterday's.
Yesterday's moves on. Fight Fire with Fire, Metallica, Patience, Guns N' Roses.
Patience.
Fight Fire with Fire. Rob?
All we need is just a little patience.
Wheel?
Option two.
Patience moves on. Next, we have the Unforgiven, Metallica, Night Train, Guns N' Roses. Unforgiven.
Night Train was hard. I liked it.
Would you want to have Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
I'll go on Night Train.
And that will move on.
Night Train.
St. Anger, Metallica, Used to Love Her, Guns N' Roses.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her. She buried right in my backyard.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses will move on. To Live is to Die, Metallica, Dust and Bones, Guns N' Roses.
What was the first one?
To Live is to Die, Metallica.
I guess To Live is to Die.
Dust and Bones.
Metallica will move on in that one. Sweet Child of Mine, Get in the Ring.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child.
Move on. Enter Sandman, Metallica, Yesterday's, GNR.
Sandman.
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 We'll move on. Patience, GNR. Night Train, GNR.
Patience.
Patience.
Night Train.
Patience moves on. Next has used to Love Her, Guns N' Roses. To Live is to Die, Metallica.
I used to love her.
We're much happier this way.
GNR moves on that one. Sweet,
that's an awesome song.
Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Sorry, Sandman. It's the Sweet Child of Mine.
Sandman.
Sandman.
Sandman moves on. Patience, Guns N' Roses. Used to love her, Guns N' Roses.
I used to love her.
I'll agree.
Now move on. Enter Sandman, used to love her. Sandman.
Used to love her.
Sandman.
Sandman moves on. All right, our final four. And Justice for All, Metallica takes on Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, take me down to the Paradise City where the girls are.
I'm not going to say. I was going to do something different, but go ahead.
Paradise City.
The girls are slutty and got big old fat titties. Oh. I could not say it.
And that one, I'll go Justice for All.
Fucker. I'm going to stop singing and ruin it for you.
Paradise City will move on, though. He kind of just ruined it all. For whom the bell tolls, enter Sandman. Sandman.
For whom the bell tolls.
I got to go enter Sandman.
Sandman. All right, loser's bracket. We got for third place, Justice for All. For whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls.
Yeah, I'll have him ring the bell.
For whom the bell tolls is third place. And then in your main event, always comes down like this. We got Paradise City of Guns N' Roses taking on Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Huh, I'm going Paradise City.
Sandman, Rob.
Sandman.
And Enter Sandman is your winner. Good debate tonight. That worked out really well.
Yeah.
For a last minute idea I had. So with all that being said,
I think you should have did something like Anthrax versus Metallica, something more genre related, you know?
Yeah, but I also know more of Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
Like Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue would have been a good one.
Again, I went with more whatever I know, since I was the only one to help all that put shit together this morning. Anyway, that'll do it. Go ahead, Rob.
I was actually wondering how many songs you actually knew. And
I knew a majority of them, so that was good. New majority. Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio. The intern's back with a Tim Stein, but no Casey, so they're going to be talking about things we've seen and happened. We'll talk all about it tomorrow night. WTR Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to preview this new season of Fortnite Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale Experience, which, by the way, Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch in the item shop. Use critical rock and sock. Hashtag epic partner. Speaking of things we're doing with the Rack Extra Reviews, Madden NFL 24 will be available on Monday or Tuesday. Depends when I can get it out. So there's a review podcast coming soon. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. Before that will be Fortnite with Friends. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twixer, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at Radio, at CB Radio, GOE, at King Hands, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, Final Thought, Sub.
Well, it's about that time. I got nothing. It's always kind of funny how I draw a blank when it comes fucking to the end of the show.
It's
like the debate is numbing me.
We've only been doing the, final thought for over 700 and something episodes. To have one bit of
most
tidbit.
Of the time I do have something at the beginning, and then I'm going to save it for the final thought, and then by the time we get here, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, got Xbox, get it, let me know. Game was really fucking good, a lot better than Dead by Daylight, in my opinion, and authentic to the movie for the movie fans. They actually have the people that made the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies involved with the video game studio. So, all the characters are authentic and stuff. So, yeah, if you're into the horror and blood and guts, I highly recommend it. Even if it's not your type of game, you might just kind of get hooked on it. Because I'm not big on, like zombie games and all this sneaking around and all that, but this is pretty fucking cool, especially if you got friends to play with it and you could all be the family. get like to be three people with Leather and a couple other family members. So it's really cool.
Rob.
You noticed Rock in almost the entire... How many episodes are we up to now?
I think 790, 791. We're close to 800. We're getting really close.
Almost 800 episodes. He's still not... He's not failed one time to interrupt you at some point in the show.
This is true. This is true. Gearing up for 800 episodes really, really soon.
Man, that's crazy.
Crazy. And then there'll be the anniversary of the anniversary. And then, you know. Yeah.
At least I can go up saying.
I do too. But
98% of the time.
Rob shows up when he's scheduled.
Rob shows up the other 2% that I missed. So it balances out between, you know, team, what was that again?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're doing great. Don't you even worry about that. Our numbers are... Never been better.
Never been better.
Never been better.
Never been better. Anything else, Rob?
Never.
Just enjoyed it, everybody. See you next week and be safe. Or next 2 weeks.
We'll see Rob in 2 weeks.
I'll see you sometime.
He'll be back for start of football season preview. No, preview. Maybe we'll do preview with you in 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
There we go.
We'll figure
get your money ready to put your bets down on our expert picks.
Exactly. Anyway, this has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Oh, next week. Next week. No debating next week. Next week is All In, so we're going to have whatever we called it, the segment. Excalibur Challenge.
Funny that
the Excalibur
it's
Challenge.
It's funny that when we have that AEW show, that it's always like a whole big segment.
Yep, a speed segment, the Excalibur Challenge, next Saturday. Do it. There you go. That's what we're doing next Saturday. Forgot I made that, put that on the list. See you next Saturday night, midnight-ish. Along the airways, we're 11:30 p.m. Eastern now. Got to change the graphic. Along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and...
cbradiolive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.